TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Tell you what happened to Army? What happened to Army? First of all, they got beat by my boy Todd Whitten in Tarleton State down in Stephenville. If you're going to find yourself listening to some high school football tomorrow night, tune in to the halftime show.
That was a good little Southern accent.
Okay, tune in to the halftime show, the TSN High School halftime show hosted by Fred Davis.
Is that the accent you do the entire time? Now, you listen here. We got a barn burner here for real.
Good Lord, people. Put down your shotguns. We got some football going on tonight. Gosh dang it.
Halftime special venison elk.
With a little bit of cocoa. And if you're of the drinking type, put a little bourbon in there. A little kick. Warm you up on a nice autumn evening.
Warm you up.
Need to add some of that AM static in the background and make it sound way better.
That's it. If you feel like texting in the program, 877-881-1053. That's my boy Franklin Frankel.
That's my boy. That's my partner.
They'll get you squared away. What? That other fella doesn't have insurance? Call my boys over at Franklin Frankel.
That needs to be the new ad as you doing it over there. They'll get you squared away. Not triangle, not circle, squared away now.
That's right. All right. Gabe Neitzel. Huh?
What a voice.
What I tell you what, just information out the wazoo. Had given us so much Green Bay information that I was Green Bayed out. And I said, you know what? I don't need to know anymore because I think I know all I need to know. This is going to be one of those games, and that's why I had to throw out the Milwaukee Bucks question. Because what a weird roster they've got.
Who? Oh, the Bucks.
The Bucks. You can't
shout out Kyle Kuzma.
Dude, they've got to trade for somebody. I mean, is Giannis that nice of a guy that he looked at that roster and just said to himself, like, yeah, that's fine.
Let's rock with it.
I don't care. I'm good with Kyle Kuzma and Cole Anthony and Miles Turner and Gary Trent Jr.
The East is weird, bro.
But that's the thing.
There's a lot of teams that are going to – you're going to see, like, the Pistons be, like, the 3 seed this year. The Magic be a top 3 seed. Like, the Pistons, I get. The only team that was good last year is going to be good next year is going to be the Cavs. The two best teams are their best players got hurt with the Celtics and Pacers.
Yeah. Knicks should be good.
Yeah. I don't really. Yeah. They'll be good. That's a good point. Knicks and Cavs.
Knicks, Cavs, Pistons, Magic. And then Milwaukee could probably slide in that 5 spot. I do expect them to make, but the whole Doc Rivers thing is just mystifying to me on 3 or 4 different levels. So anyway, shout out to Gabe Neitzel. Good stuff from him. And of course, the program director over there, our boy Bobby D, who helped get us squared away on that interview. So good stuff from over there. Blake, we are less than a week away from Mavericks Media Day.
Media Day around the corner. Can't wait to get out there and talk to the players. One player in particular that
are we allowed to?
No, I don't think we're allowed to. I don't know if that's public knowledge.
Are we teasing that yet?
No, I'm just saying I'm excited just to be there.
Yeah,
just I don't think it's been put out when it's happening and all that good stuff. I'm just excited to be a part of Mass Media Day
publicly.
But one guy I am excited for is Kyrie Irving. The heart and soul of this team, the leader of this team. Everyone's kind of gathered around him. And the notion is late January, mid-February, maybe even March, when he'll come back from his gruesome injury. Ladies and gentlemen.
Was that gruesome, though?
I mean, messing up your ACL or...
Yeah, but I mean, when I think gruesome, I think like his leg went into like another. I mean,
Kevin Ware.
I was going to say, like, your bone popping out is gruesome. You just landing on a guy's leg and your knee buckling is pretty standard basketball 101.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to his recovery time, though, we saw a video go up on the internet yesterday.
That jump shot was looking gruesome.
And there was a 2-minute long video of Kyrie Center putting out a video of young Kyrie Irving hooping at a local gym.
Yeah.
And when I say hooping, ladies and gentlemen, I don't just mean, you know, getting shots, standing still, using one arm, doing form shots. My man is doing full-on jumpers from 35 feet away, landing on both legs, not graciously, like a regular jump shot, landing on them.
You mean gingerly?
Graciously, gingerly. there was no grace.
So I wouldn't call it hooping because you misled me.
Oh, wow.
You told me he was hooping, so I was excited.
Like 5-on-5.
I thought this man was like over here giving dudes a business. I'm like, okay, shoot. No, but take nothing away from what you're saying. This is not like, hey, I'm standing mobile. I'm immobile and just shooting jumpers. Like, no, my man's getting
full motion, dribble packages.
He's got a lather going on.
And they were wet, too. 35 feet. I think I saw maybe one miss in the video. So I say all this to say that it came out the other day. Kyrie Irving is ahead of schedule when it comes to his recovery time. And I would expect nothing less from Kyrie. A guy that's gone through this surgery before. A guy that attacks rehab like no other. He's in the same vein, I think, a lot of people as far as Kobe Bryant, as far as work ethic and attack to the game and rehab. So
Kobe-ish.
I do expect, and maybe I'm being naive, I think Kyrie Irving is going to come back and be the same player he was last year. I don't know if it's going to be game one.
No, you'd be silly to, but I think by the playoffs he will.
But I do not think you're going to see in the playoffs late season, like, oh, Kyrie's still recovering and he's not helping his team. I think Kyrie Irving, outside of Anthony Davis, will be your best player clearly when he is, I don't know, 2-3 weeks into playing basketball again full-time for the Dallas Mavericks. I don't have a lot of...
concern?
Concern, but I was thinking of a different, bigger word.
I don't know.
Relations. Hold. What is like another word for like holdbacks?
Reservations?
Reservations.
I mean, you do work in a restaurant.
Tribulations.
You do work in a restaurant.
I don't have any reservations about Kyrie Irving not being the basketball player that we all know and love from last year and years past, the dribble monster. The mid-range game. His three-point shot gets better and better every year. I think Kyrie Irving, especially now having D'Lo, having Dante Exum, having Brandon Williams, he's going to have that Bert Cooper Flags and do some ball handling.
Right now.
I think a little bit of that load is going to be taken off him, and they're going to know how to play without Kyrie. They're going to play half the season without him a couple months. They're going to know how to play without Kyrie Irving. So when he gets inserted in, I personally think it'll be no problem. The flow will look good, and I'm really excited to see Kyrie Irving back on the basketball court.
I think there's also the one thing we know about Kyrie Irving is he's a very insightful guy, right? Like he has no problem sharing how he feels about basketball matters, about non-basketball matters. In fact, I want to say a month or two ago, he said we were living in a simulation, which, you know, that's peak Kyrie. Okay. I'm here for it. Right. I think he's also aware of his basketball mortality. And what I mean by that is he's 33 years old. He'll be, 34 in March next year?
Correct.
Okay. Most point guards don't get better at the 34, 35-year-old mark, right? Because he's a ball-dominant point guard. Like, you might say, well, Fred, look at Steph Curry. He's 36. He's 37. Well, Steph Curry's not the same kind of guard.
He also plays off-ball. Draymond plays a lot of their point.
Absolutely, right? I mean, let's be honest. Steph Curry's not a point guard in the true sense of a point guard. I mean, he's a combo guard, but he's obviously really good at what he does. That said, he's not as ball dominant and as intense as a quote-unquote Kyrie Irving. My point in all that is this. For the way the style of basketball that he plays, you know, he's on the proverbial back nine, all right? I mean, how many elite years do we think Kyrie's got left? Two?
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, two elite years. So my point in all that is this. Kyrie wants to go win another title, right? Because if you think about it this way, and Mavericks fans, think about this from a Mavericks, a couple things. One, the last time we saw Kyrie in the finals, he was terrible.
It was not good.
All right. He would. He was an abomination to basketball for for what he's done for his career, right? Like, I mean, he was just another dude on the court. Yeah, that said, but I'm saying as far as his the bar that he set. So, you look at the roster that's out there right now. Okay, I mean, you got the depth. Now you do need an Anthony Davis to play at a certain level, right? I mean, that top 100, he's at.
Speaking of the top 100, AD comes in at number 14 out of all the players
out of
in
100,
NBA.
Right?
Yep.
Are you good with that?
Let me read the guys in front of him, and you tell me if you're good with that, Fred Davis. The guys that come in at the other spots, the other Mavericks to make it, Cooper Flagg at 52.
Mm.
PJ Washington at 95.
Now, see, I have well, and you and I have already talked about this a little bit, but
Derek Lively at 73.
See, that's crazy to me.
Which one do you have a problem with the most?
Hold on, I'm about to sneeze.
You're about to sneeze? Okay, that's fine.
These voted on by players, or is these coaches, executives?
Now, these are...
Is it too early to throw the bus tag on Marvin Harrison Jr.?
To get the final NBA rank, we asked our expert panel to vote on player versus player matchups for more than 20,000 possible pairings. Voters were asked which player will perform better in 2025-2026. And had to predict how each player will perform this season. Our countdown kickoff with our ranking players. So ESPN's panel.
Mm.
150 reporters, editors, producers, and analysts was asked to rank the players.
Okay. All right.
Due to their long-term injuries, Jason Tatum, Halliburton, Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, DeJounte Murray, and Fred VanVleet are not part of the season's rankings.
I can understand that. I would have swapped out PJ Washington and Lively.
Yeah, we would just straight up flip them.
There's no Lively has no. I mean, the jury's still out on Derek Lively.
But I think that's what they're saying from that standpoint is that it is a projection of how will they do this coming season. Not they're this good right now. This is a projection,
which I get, and I would still swap.
Once you look back at the end of the season, was this correct?
I would want Lively. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I want Lively.
If he's 72 by the end of the year, I mean that means he's taken an enormous step.
Okay, so this is Anthony Davis at 14.
All right, I'll read you 13 in front.
I'll give you the one behind, Donovan Mitchell. It's 15. Do you think he's better than Donovan Mitchell?
I do.
Do you think he's better than Devin Booker at 16?
I do.
Do you think he's better than Paolo at 17? Paolo Banchero.
No.
Okay.
At this stage of his career, I would take, I mean, and like if you told me I had to choose between, like of the guys you mentioned or just before that,
yeah.
If you told me I had to pick them for the season, I'd take AD. But if you told me I had to choose between Paolo Banchero and AD for the 2025-26 season,
yeah.
Oh, hey, Paolo. Could you imagine Paolo on this Mavericks roster?
13 is Evan Mobley right in front of Anthony Davis. I disagree with that. I think Anthony Davis... You're assuming both are healthy, both are playing well.
Give me AD over Evan Mobley.
Evan Mobley to me
day.
Is getting a little overrated. He's getting a little overrated.
I was going to say, where was he in the play? I mean, he was good in the playoffs, but he wasn't great.
Get a defensive player of the year, great rim protector, stepped up his offensive game, but I think we're projecting a little too much. I don't think he's made that jump yet into the borderline top 10 in the NBA. Devin Booker is a better basketball player than Evan Mobley. And I hate
the Suns. I don't think that's a crazy take.
I think Donovan Mitchell's a better NBA player than Evan Mobley. I think Paolo Banchero's a better player.
You know, Paolo Banchero to me, yes. I'm a big fan of Paolo Banchero.
You know who the highest guy on here that kind of threw me off? Jimmy Butler's at 18. So all the names I just read, Jimmy Butler's right behind Paolo. Jimmy Butler's in front of Jaylen Brown, Kawhi Leonard, Bam Adebayo, Pascal Siakam, James Harden, Chet Holmgren.
When you name those guys...
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In front of those guys? I mean, I don't necessarily, for a season, I guess. I wouldn't hate it.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard, to me, and Jaylen Brown are better than Jimmy Butler right now. At the beginning of the season and the end of the season. Kawhi Leonard? What? He's still the one of the best players in the NBA. James Harden. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm out on Kawhi.
Because of the allegation.
I could care less about the allegation. Okay. I'm all for
it. Now, here is my biggest problem with the whole list. Bitch. So Evan Mobley's at 13, right in front of Anthony Davis. At 12 is Cade Cunningham, which I think is a good spot for Cade. I think he's...
Where's he at?
Cade is 12. I don't think... there's an argument to be made top 10, but 12 I think is a good spot.
I was going to say, give me 11.
Now, 11 is my biggest problem with the entire list. I made a tweet about it.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of this narrative going around. And this is not hate towards this team, but we've gone too far. At number 11 is Jalen Williams. I do not think he's the 11th best player
from
in basketball.
Oklahoma City?
From Oklahoma City. They have him at 11.
No. No.
I won't even really entertain that. What are we doing?
I would. No. I don't think he's better than Donovan Mitchell. Well, I don't know.
But again, we have to think of what this list is. Do you think he's going to take that next step to be a potential top 10 player?
No, I do not think that even if he plays at his best, that he's better than Donovan Mitchell, that he's better than Devin Booker, that he's better than Paolo Banchero.
He's definitely not better than Paolo Banchero.
He should be right in that 18th spot with Jimmy Butler and Jaylen Brown.
I don't have him being a late team, but as far as I'm concerned.
11, the first player to miss the cut. That means there's probably some people that had him at 10.
Paolo Banchero to me is a top 10, top 12 player in the NBA for what he can do.
Agreed.
I mean, that dude
he's the best player on a team
down.
That was terrible. Awful. And just made them a playoff team.
Yeah.
Okay, number 10 in the NBA they have is Jalen Brunson. Got no problem with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Number 9 is Kevin Durant.
Still.
Number 8 is LeBron.
Wow. Yeah. Slipped to 8, huh?
Yep. Number 7 is Steph Curry. So it's a bunch of old heads. Three old heads.
Generations phasing out. We're still holding on.
I'm not going to lie. 6, Anthony Edwards. I think we're trying to crown him. I don't know if he's 6 in the NBA right now. I think he has the potential and should be facing NBA, all that. But if we're watching basketball last year, I don't think he was the 6th best player, nor, and I get, which I was going to say, end of the season. I think ESPN wants him to be probably number 1 or 2.
He was just not good in the playoffs.
But I don't know. At number 5, they got Victor Wembanyama. This has to be projection because, and I love Victor. He's in my top 10.
Has to be.
But to already put him at 5, this is being, he's going to be defensive player of the year and average 20 to 22 points a game. That's what this projection is telling me. Number 5?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's saying.
Now, obviously, you got guys like Kyrie, Tatum, Halliburton falling out, so there's more slots to be had. At number 4, they've got Giannis. So do you can guess the top 3 in order?
Okay, you said there's no Tatum.
Yep.
Shea?
You think it's 3?
He's got to be.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just thinking out loud. The top 3 guys.
Shea, Luka, Jokic. That's the top 3.
I'm guessing they put Jokic 1, Luka 2, and Shea 3.
Swap Luka and SGA. They got SGA 2, Jokic 1, and Luka at number 3 in the NBA.
I don't hate that.
I mean, I get it. He just won MVP. They just won the championship.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with them putting him number 1, to be honest with you.
Yeah. We've done our rankings before. I would have it Jokic. I'm fine. I don't think SGA is better than Luka, but I'm not mad at them for doing it. I would have Luka 2, SGA 3, Giannis 4. I have no problem with that. Wimby 5 just feels a little premature. Like, would I be surprised at all if he was number 4 at the end of the season? I wouldn't be. So I'm not mad at his projection, but it is a projection. Anthony Edwards.
I mean, look, before he got hurt or before the blood clot, he'd played in 46 games. He was shooting 35% from three, averaging 11 rebounds, 4 assists, averaging 24 points a game. And let me tell you how many blocks he had, because this dude is a blocking fool, and was blocking almost 4 shots a game.
No, the blocks.
I mean, I don't have a problem with 5. I really don't. I mean, the question we all have with Victor, not his, the ceiling is the ceiling. All right, everybody expects this guy to be the next. I just don't know if this guy's going to stay healthy.
You know the players in front of PJ Washington, who I said is at number 95, which we both agreed he should be higher on the list. Devin Vassell from the Spurs, who was in every trade with them.
Come on,
Jacob Poeltl with the Raptors, who's been a journeyman center. Mitchell Robinson, who hasn't been healthy in 2 years from the Knicks. Drew Holiday,
coach living with him for guys.
Drew Holiday, who is kind of a shell of himself. Naz Reid, good player. Andrew Wiggins, I think he's better than Andrew Wiggins. Zach Edey. I think Zach Edey is 7 spots better than P.J. Washington. Jonas Valanciunas, the backup center.
I think the problem, you know what the problem with P.J. is?
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, who can't guard and has bad knees. And
Tobias Harris is better than P.J., apparently.
The problem with P.J., he can't stay healthy.
He is better than a lot of players that I'm looking at.
Yeah, he absolutely is. But the problem with PJ is he's not consistent, and that's the problem.
Dude, talk about a fall from grace. Brandon Ingram at 77. This is a guy that was in that Jaylen Brown area of one of the best
top
wings.
20 player. seriously, 5 years ago, this guy was unmovable.
I wouldn't say three, four. Like, this guy was the Pelicans' future. Now, 77. Last year he was ranked number 40.
Real quick, can we just comment quickly on Zion?
Talk about Ozempic.
Do we think he's on Ozempic?
I mean, it has to be. He's got no chub in his face. He looks like Ja Morant. He looks like he weighs 190.
He looks like a caricature, like a human caricature. Like, his body's all skinny and he's got a big ass head.
I mean, money's a really big thing for those guys. So, look at Luka. Luka slimmed down a lot.
Luka slimmed down a lot, but he still looks like Luka.
But here's the thing, though.
Zion looks unrecognizable. If you didn't tell someone that was a ball knower that's Zion and you just showed him a picture and said, are these two guys the same person? People would be like, no.
Here's the thing about Luka. Luka resembles what he looked like his rookie year.
Correct.
Like, people forget Luka actually used to dunk on people. Like, not
very much. So.
Not like crazy, but he could.
But
all right?
We've only known Big Zion too, so that's
But look, Zion looks thinner now than when he was at Duke.
Correct.
Doing 360 windmills on cats.
Well, that's what I'm saying though, is that we've only known kind of like big bulky Zion.
I mean, he just doesn't look to Blake's point. He doesn't look like somebody who just slimmed down because he was just doing a lot of reps and what have you. Like, he looks like he's on something.
It looks like a clone. Looks like someone stepped in for Zion.
I don't know.
Speaking of stepping in, Jaxson Dart is going to be stepping in for Russell Wilson. Players who were unhealthy are joining their teams back this week. We're going to cover all of that and hear from Dart and Malik Nabers next on a little NFL stack.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
See, I can take criticism.
Can you?
As long as it's constructive. And me and
can
Fred,
you?
If you listen to Crosstalk, or if you've listened to the show this week, we're making some adjustments on segments. How we want them to flow, how we want the show to flow, so it's most entertaining and enjoyable and consumable for you guys listening at home. And you can share some of this knowledge with your coworkers, friends, family, or just have a good laugh in the moment. And one of the things Fred said was, when we do NFL Stack, Blake, and you're putting the daily flow sheet and you're putting some NFL headlines, I don't need a million headlines. I don't need to know that the New York Jets backup kicker was limited because he had to go hang out with his wife. And I said, you know what, Fred? You're probably right. So, I slimmed it down a little bit and just put the heavy hitters in there, stuff that's pertinent to you guys listening. So we got a little Jaxson Dart, got a little Malik Nabers.
I'm glad you brought this up. Little peek behind the curtain, because and part of it is I don't want the show to lose
the unpredictability.
We made it too predictable.
Way too predictable.
Okay. That's probably correct.
All right. And but you know what? This is what I love about Blake Elliott is, you know, he went from, like I said during Crosstalk, went from being laissez-faire, showing up 10 minutes before the show starts, all right, wearing crop top t-shirts and his girlfriend's sweatshirts, all right, to
breaking up with her.
Breaking up with her, which, by the way, and I've said this time and time again, best thing never happened to the show. Outside of putting you and me together.
People still text in when I talk about girls. They're like, Blake cheating on his girl?
Seriously, no. I mean, I'm still being called a homewrecker, for God's sakes, thanks to you. Best thing that ever happened to the show was you breaking up with her. Hands down. Mm-hmm. But then you went from, like, one extreme. I mean, I felt like I was in a Billy Joel song, okay? I go to extremes. That's what I felt like with Blake Elliott. My man went from just, hey, we're doing radio, to, like, we got to do that, that, that. I'm like, okay, I'm my head's going to explode.
This is kind of how my head works, though. I'm either not in it at all, as far as, like.
But you were in it.
No, okay. I don't want to say not in it at all. I'm either not putting my.
But you had a passive. You were a passive contributor.
Yes.
To the program. Yeah. All right. And so, which,
now
you know.
I'm laying the whole show.
And I don't have a problem, you know, laying the show out. All right. And so, you know, and then part of it was part of my issue too was relinquishing control. All right. Cause I am a control freak. I'll be the first to admit it. Not with much. But and
I will add, guys, Fred also has access to this doc. He can delete or add anything.
It's not like I'm you know, been shunned and shut out from. And that's the other part of it too. I'll be honest. I write everything down. And so this idea that I can just put stuff, I don't feel the creativity in my bones when I can just type it in my phone versus when I have to write it out.
Keys are writing down.
That's it. So it's a learning process, as the kids say. All right. Now, I don't even know if they say that, but whatever. Here we are doing the damn thing. So let's do a little NFL
perfect
stack.
Segue.
It is a perfect segue.
Let's learning do
a
little process. NFL stack.
It is. And here we are, Fan After Dark. Get your minds right. 877-881-1053. We'll read some text messages here. Maybe this segment, probably not, but maybe in fair foul. And if we don't do it, then we'll do the 9 o'clock hour. So get your text messages.
It's about
to
be halftime. So people are
You have your text messages up?
Yes.
Okay. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053.
You want to communicate with me.
That is the Franklin Injury Attorney text line. Let us know. If you've noticed the difference, let us know. If you haven't, because you probably haven't, you're like, you guys are really doing too much right now, then that's totally okay, too. It could totally be in our heads because we tend to overthink a lot. All right, here we go.
They're like, are we listening to Fan After Dark?
Yeah, what do we listen to? What is this, NPR, for God's sake? Shut up, nerds. All right. NFL stack, you guys know what time it is. Malik Nabers, obviously the big news in the NFL this week, or some of the bigger news this week, was that, shocker, the New York Giants were moving in a different direction. Jackson Dart's going to be the head coach. He's going to be the quarterback. He might be. Who knows? That would be fantastic. But Malik Nabers is set to catch passes from his sixth quarterback in just 19 games as a Giants wide receiver. They're turning to Jackson Dart on Sunday. Here's how they feel about it. This is Jackson Dart when talking about pressure and being named the starting quarterback.
That enters your mind at all, like, the pressure of, you know, doing it for your coach. I don't really feel pressure. I feel like,
can you
know,
pause
the pressure is
there. So was he at an airport? Was he on the tarmac during this interview?
Or it's gotta be a plane or something.
Was my man hanging from the plane during said interview?
I'm like, am I hearing this right?
Wow. He was flying a drone while that was going down. My God.
Continue. We'll try our best to listen.
To those who play at a high level, and you know, the best players in the world are the ones that you are kind of involved with that word pressure. So I don't feel it in that standpoint. You know, my focus is just trying to just win one game at a time, and you know, we've been so close each week, and it's been tough to watch. It's been tough, you know, as a team to come back in the locker room when I, you know, like I said, when you're just that close to winning. So our focus just has to be on each day, each rep, individually. How can we, you know, be better? How can we hold each other accountable as players, as leaders of the team, and you know, just find a way to just, you know, finish games when we need to.
I'm not gonna lie, the kid says all the right things.
No, I mean, I don't think we've ever questioned his lead. I mean, here's the thing about Zach Jackson.
I feel like he could have came out a little bodacious though, and he was asked about it, I think, even last week about, like, or earlier this week. fans booing Russ and cheering you on. He's like, I haven't even heard it. Obviously, he hears it, but he didn't give a smile. He's like, I'm just trying to get the play call in. Like, that, he gives off the bodacious, swaggy Johnny Manziel Baker vibe when you just see him on the camera. But then when he's interviewed, he's, from what I've seen, very humble kid. So I think that bodes well for, you know, having a good first start and not being over your skis.
Now, I've went through my Twitter reads this week, and one of the things that I guess, and I guess, you know, look, arm strength's in the eye of the beholder. All right. I mean, yes, do you have the Josh Allens and the Mahomes of the world who have just hand cannons for arms? Sure.
But who else do you think has a hand cannon, by the way?
Arm wise?
I can just chuck it. Baker's got a pretty good arm.
People love talking about Baker's arm strength because that's the comparison that he gets the most coming out of college, right? Was that him and Jackson Dart and Baker? I mean, is Baker Mayfield the new swaggy white guy comparison?
Oh, for sure.
Right? So if you're a white dude with a little bit of swag quarterback, you're now Baker Mayfield.
That's a pretty good cop. I would,
you know,
that
I mean, it's really not, especially with where he's come from. I guess, but the knock on him was that, okay, he's you know, he's very cerebral. He goes through his reads. He's great at moving guys across the field with his eyes. Like he. Whereas a lot of quarterbacks, they said the biggest difference between him and Shador was, whereas Shador will, you know, turn around and run out of the pocket, Jackson steps up in it. He climbs the ladder, as they say, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the one thing they love about him. Now, the question is, you know, is his arm strength. I don't know. I watched him during the preseason. Like, I'm not going to pretend like I watched a ton of Ole Miss games, but I don't remember seeing a lot of passes that, you know, fluttered or fell helplessly to the ground because he's got some sort of noodle arm.
From what I've heard, read, seen, Jackson Dart is really good when it's a one read. When he's looking at his first read and the progression,
yeah.
When it comes to that second, that third read, when it comes into the defense disguising things, that's where things get a little more complicated. He knows how to get the ball into his playmaker's hands and let them make plays after the catch.
Yeah.
And also we saw some of that deep ball stuff up the sideline. It's getting that third read, that dig after that middle linebacker's moved over to cover the crosser and kind of those extra steps that was kind of the knock on Jackson Dart coming out of Ole Miss. So I think he looked good in the preseason. I think he will be somewhere in between. I don't think he's going to be fantastic. I don't think he's going to be some bust that's throwing a pick every other play. I think he'll have a mediocre start and probably a mediocre season, have some highlights and maybe a little Arch Manning-esque where he has these big running plays. He has this downfield throw to Malik Nabers and Twitter's going crazy. But as far as, is Malik Nabers now making the Giants a, I don't want to say even contender, but just like this comparable team where teams have to really kind of fear, oh, we're playing the Giants this week. I think they'll still be the Giants. But I think Jackson Dart probably gives him a little higher ceiling with his rushing ability and just the newness of it. You don't know how to game plan for
Plus, I think you can, you know, you could move the pocket with him. I feel like with Russ was going to sit in the pocket and either get rid of the ball or get sacked. I mean, there wasn't much to Russ's game anymore, well, right?
Let's see if his teammates agree. Jackson Dart seems excited for his first game, says there's no pressure. Malik Nabers, how do you feel about having Jackson Dart at the quarterback position?
Did you learn from those quarterback changes last year about sort of the best way to approach this situation?
They're going to find a way to get one the ball.
There you go. Find a way to get one the ball.
If you're Malik Nabers, I mean, I give that kid all the credit in the world.
Give me the rock.
We give receivers a hard time because, you know, they're divas, but, you know, your whole world is dependent upon getting somebody has to throw you the football. You can be wide open every single play, and if your quarterback can't get you the football, then it's all for naught. I'll say this much about the New York Giants, where they could be somewhat interesting to watch, or at least fun to watch at the very least. Cam Scadabo might be a halfway decent running back.
Right.
Okay.
I was wrong on that. I thought he was going to be like a bust as a running back.
No,
he looks like a fun.
Well, he doesn't mind hitting people. That's the difference. Mind at all. Right? I mean,
he's got some nice little moves.
And he's not the fastest guy in the world, yeah. But the thing is, he will truck you.
It felt like every time he touched the ball on Monday Night Football, it was a positive gain for them. He was the whole Giant.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's off.
You mean Sunday night?
Sunday night. He had more yards than the entire team through like the first 3.5 quarters. He was their
now,
whole offense.
The one thing about him, though, I mean, look, he's got to run north and south. East and west, he's done.
Yeah.
All right. Like that's, you know, that's one thing is he's not going to bounce it outside, or at least, you know, I mean, that's what you're looking for. But look, Wandale Robinson has proved to be a pretty decent little number two. All right. Like, you can make some noise with him. We already know what Malik Nabers is capable of doing. You've got a halfway decent running back in Scadabo. So, you know, now, is the offensive line a dumpster fire? I mean, yeah, at times.
To be frank, though, the Giants are probably in the best scenario out of all the winless teams. They've got this young skill positions. They've got a decent defense. They've got a new young quarterback.
I just don't know if Dable's message. I feel like Dable might be the issue at this point.
Dable might be the issue and fixing the O-line. We could talk about all of them. We'll get to when we do more NFL stuff. All the rest of the winless teams, I don't know what their path is. Their path isn't as clear. The Giants, to me, do have a clear path. Upgrade the O-line and progress Jackson.
I don't disagree with you one bit. All right, coming up next, let's do a little fair foul. We might get to a text message of yours as well. So much to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
This segment on 105 Through the Fan is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Shout out to my boy, Jaygon and Terrell. He had texted in to the program, the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We'll read some of y'all's texts in the 9 o'clock hour. But right when I had just randomly said, because I don't have the text line up right now, as you guys may or may not know, and I said just kind of randomly while Blake was talking basketball, is Marvin Harrison, is it too early to call him a bust? And so Jaygon had texted that in right around the same time. And so anyway, shout out to my boys, Jaygon and Terrell, for hooking me up with some of that ultra-low viscosity transmission fluid for your Ford vehicle.
Not to pat myself on the back, but I will. About a year and a half ago, did my little
Who was the guy that told you?
Who was the guy that said Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be good?
They call me Blake Rappaport.
I don't want to be Rappaport when it comes to that.
Who do you want to be?
Pick your favorite NFL scout.
They call me Blake Kuiper.
There we go. There we go. Blake Clatt.
Blake what?
Clatt.
Oh, okay.
Joel Clatt.
Said Blake Clapp. Like, whoa.
Not Clatt. Hey,
get this man a penicillin shot.
Somebody said Malik Nabers is a game breaker, explosive, and the best receiver in the game. And said Roma Dunze has the best hands right behind him. And Marvin Harrison's number three on my big board at the wide receiver position. It was laughed at.
Do you have audio of that?
I can find it. It was, okay. I said it on the radio about 20 times.
I mean, I don't recall.
You don't recall?
Technically, I weren't on the radio at that time.
I could pull out my computer and I got the doc unedited.
No, I'm sure you do. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm sure it could, you know, I mean, change all kinds of datelines. Anyway,
it's got an edit date. It's got an edit date. Don't play me. Don't play me. It's got an edit date. It can see when it was edited.
You and I weren't on the radio yet.
When it comes to my wide receiver big boards, I take that seriously. So don't. We're watching every snap from each player. And the main thing I saw, not to be funny, was Marvin Harrison Jr. is a jack of all trades, good receiver, but he did nothing special at Ohio State.
And so you tell me he's just a bigger Jalen Tolbert?
I wouldn't say that. The comp I wrote for him when I was doing the scouting, I wrote skinny AJ Green. And even that might be a compliment right now of how Marvin Harrison's playing right now. Malik Nabers.
Ooh, he's a skinny AJ Green?
That was what I said coming out of college. Skinny AJ Green was my mold comp if he plays up to his potential. Then I also obviously put his dad.
Yeah.
Not really living up to either of those. Malik Nabers, I wrote at the time.
There ain't nothing skinny about him, I can tell you that. He's a big-ass dude.
Tell me how you feel about this, Tolos and Fred. I said for Malik Nabers, this was a year and a half ago when he was still at LSU. I said Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. I said at his peak, a mold of both of those guys. I mean, you think that's far off? I would say he plays like those guys. I'm not saying the stats and what he – I'm just saying how he plays. His play style, I think it's pretty accurate. As far as the high pointing of Justin Jefferson and kind of that yak ability of Ja'Marr Chase, I think he's going to be one of the best receivers in the game for a long time. And
we just need him to get a quarterback.
And he's still putting up numbers with these terrible quarterbacks. Think about that.
He didn't last week. He didn't last week, but
– I don't even know if you realize that during the NFL stack, six quarterbacks he's dealt with.
Yeah, no, I mean, I read
19 starts. I mean, that's just insane. Have we seen any wide receiver play with more quarterbacks in such a short amount of time?
Andre Johnson.
He played with more in 19 games?
In 19 games, that I don't remember. I just know that he had a revolving door of quarterbacks that, much like Malik Nabers. And Michael Irvin made a great point. I saw a thing with a clip from him on All the Smoke where they were asking him to do his top five, and he threw Andre Johnson in there. Now, he didn't make the cut. But he said, when you consider, like, all the greats had that one quarterback that they can kind of point to, and he's like, who's Andre Johnson's? Matt Schaub? I mean, what are we talking about there?
I do want to interrupt you because tomorrow morning, go get yourself some free Whataburger breakfast at a one-of-a-kind fan item. While it lasts, Sean, RJ, and Bobby will do their show at the Firehouse Number 1 in a 1700 West Lake Bardwell Drive right off of 45. It's brought to you by Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and by Firehouse Movers as well. From 10 to 2, join the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow at Taco Bueno, the official taco spot of the Dallas Cowboys. 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington. Tolo giveaways, so spend your lunch tomorrow in Arlington with the KNC Masterpiece. Two different opportunities to meet your fan, almost a Fanta Dark host, your 105.3 The Fan host. We've got a tank top boy to join. It's a black tank top day.
We've got our own Jackson Dart in the house. The doppelganger, Jackson Dart's doppelganger here at 105.3 The Fan, none other than the degenerate one himself, degenerate Jacob Ray. That wasn't your dad on the hot mic, was it?
That was not my dad on the hot mic.
Just making sure. Here we go, man. It is that kind of night here on Fan After Dark. We're all wearing black tank tops.
Isn't that kind of crazy? We did not talk about this.
No, we didn't.
And we're all wearing this. We're not wearing the same material.
No. Oh, that's a shame.
I've got nylon.
I've got cotton
over here. Yeah. It's more of a cash.
Yeah. That's it.
You've got like a workout tank.
That's exactly what this is. I was missing it. Do you guys have shirts that you like really like
that you don't know where they're at?
Right? Yeah. That if you can't find them, you're like,
the worst is you see a picture of yourself and you're like, oh, I really like that. Where's that in my closet? Nowhere to be found.
I had a baby blue Cubs shirt that like shrunk on me like crazy. I was like, dude, I'm going to turn this into a cutoff. It's going to look so cool. Disappeared. I know. Yeah, I was so disappointed.
No, I couldn't find this shirt for like 3 weeks. And so...
that shirt that you're wearing right now?
Yeah, this one.
I saw you in it last week.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
No, you didn't see me.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Because it's been gone for 3 weeks.
I 100% did. No, it's one of your more popular picks.
I know it is, but I didn't have it last week. I've been missing it for 3 weeks.
Disagree.
No, you can tell me what I do in my clothes. There he goes rage baiting again. So,
Mom, Dad, stop. Trevor wants any excuse to take a shirt off.
Trevor loves.
I hate wearing clothes.
Do you have the fan cam on?
Not on me, no.
You should. All right, here we go.
Why do you hate wearing clothes?
they're hot.
They get in the
it's
way.
Not how God intended us to look. That's why. All right, here we go. Fair or foul, real quick. I mean, we already know what the answer to this is going to be, but we'll go ahead and read it anyway. According to CBS News, the city of Inglewood has agreed to pay $25 million to a 72-year-old man who spent nearly four decades in prison for a crime that he did not commit.
Wow.
Maurice Hastings was convicted of the 1983 kidnapping and murder. Okay, I was going to say that is over 40 years. Maurice Hastings was convicted of the 1983 kidnapping and murder of an Inglewood woman and the attempted murder of both her husband and his friend. My God. After 38 years in prison, new DNA evidence exonerated and freed him in 2022 and led to the identification of a different suspect. Hastings was declared factually innocent by a California Superior Court in 2023. Fair or foul, spending 38 years in prison and then getting a check for $25 million.
We talked about this in break a little bit. So I'm going to say foul on his situation.
Yeah.
But if I got to pick when the 40 years was.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't.
So do I
it's
like.
In the prime. It's in the prime.
I thought you meant from the womb.
So he's 72. All right. So you figure, I mean, basically 42 years ago. So he was what? 34. 35. So
he's probably just figured out his life.
So think of it this way. Imagine Trevor.
Yeah. Goes to jail right. for the next 40
Walking
years.
Around like the way he is now, mm-hmm. okay? Being accused of a crime yeah. because he fit the description.
What crime?
Man, let's not go there, okay? We're not going there. All right? It's a family show. Maybe in the 10 o'clock hour, maybe. But no, I'm not going to do that to my boy, especially when he's got his shirt off. And then him spending the next 38 years in prison. I'll tell you what. Let's ask Trevor. Trevor, if you're what, 35?
Yep.
Okay. When do you turn 36?
February.
Are you a Pisces?
Why is it always Pisces? You always go to Pisces.
He took that personal.
Because I'm a Pisces. That's
I'm an Atlantean.
Why. You're a what?
Did you say a white?
I'm an Atlantean.
I heard a white tian.
What does that mean? When's your birthday?
Both.
February what?
February 17th. Same as Michael Jordan. Him and we have greatness.
Look at that.
Look at that.
You just came
I'm
number
an
Aquarius.
I just hate when people ask me what my sign is because I think it's a bunch of.
Baloney.
Not like that question. Noted.
Okay. You know, we're starting to understand a little bit about your dating life and why this is. We need you,
I'm
dude.
Not,
just
I'm not gonna fake that till I make
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you gotta
happen.
Break no, it though,
come
bro.
Come on, man.
There's a lot of things we don't
like doing. You gotta
I'll
give a little to
things.
Get a little. You know what I mean?
Certain things. That's totally fine. But that is not. That's just not a line. Because again,
it's like the most beautiful girl asking them that. Just one last
so
question, Trevor.
So if some cosplay gal, because that's kind of big in your world, isn't it?
Yeah, I would have. But there's
she's like, nah, I don't want it.
Listen, there's two things where it's they're hard nose.
Yeah,
smoking. And that.
Smoking what? The Oski Woski?
No, I mean, that is whatever. It's the smoking cigarettes. I do not.
I get that. I mean, but look, smoking cigs this day and age, I mean, that's a dying thing anyway.
But again, if you are doing it.
But in the world you run in, it's kind of frequent, huh?
No, it's not. So if you got some. You think I run first off?
You got some Scarlett Johansson looking gal that's got a square in her mouth and is asking you your sign. And she says, hey, if you answer this question, me and you can go. And,
with a crystal hanging from her neck.
We can go in the atrium behind this convention and get it on. Wow. You're saying no?
I'm saying that's hard no. No, ma'am.
Wow. So if Scarlett Johansson lookalike. By the way, there might be one in my gym.
Shout out.
Said to you all the things that Blake just said, you'd be like, hard pass.
I told you what are my two things. I told you what my two
is
things
he, is
are.
Is he capping
and
right
now? You're trying to come after capping? My two
no.
things here.
Sometimes you need a slump buster, dude. Fair foul.
Scarlett Johansson's not a slump buster.
Huh?
Scarlett Johansson's not a slump buster.
Scarlett Johansson lookalike.
We didn't say Fiona from
no,
Shrek.
No, we said Scarlett lookalike.
Yeah. That's not a slump buster. That's
well,
a,
if you're,
anybody.
If you're in a slump, it is. Would you qualify yourself as being in a slump right now?
Trevor?
I mean, yes.
Okay. So
but
that'd
that's
be a
not, but again, but I'm trying to change the ways. We're trying to
We're trying to rewire. Well, that's what we're trying to do here.
Yes, but again, but not with cigarettes and Pisces.
Well, I'm not saying you got to sit there and, you know, blow heaters while you guys are, you know, making out. You know, but if she says, "Hey, Big Daddy." So that wouldn't do it for you.
I've got a line. Lines.
You know what? I mean, part of me respects it. Part of me is kind of disgusted.
But I get it. I get it. But those are the two things. Those are the two lines.
Interesting.
No thanks.
I once kissed a girl in high school that had coffee and cigarette breath.
Wow.
And it
was she 40?
It was the most.
Was this the teacher?
What teacher was I? Yes, I was about to say.
Blake.
You're late again, but I'll tell you what, come lay one on me and we'll look the other way.
How do you try to get that A?
I sound like the girl grandma. From
Was this Mary Kay Letourneau or what? I mean, what are we talking about
I
here?
Was a junior in Virginia, yeah. So it was a Virginia school. But I was going to ask you, gentlemen, what would be the worst two combo, the worst combo for kissing?
That's a pretty nasty one, dude.
Can you think of a worse? That's like natural. Not vomit. Not something that like nobody, I'm saying like natural things that happen in people's day to day. Because coffee and cigarettes are natural, but when you combine them, terrible smell.
Yeah.
Terrible
taste. Disgusting. But I'll tell you what, I will say this. After a rough night, cigarette and a coffee the next morning.
But if it was Scarlett Johansson coming up and
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I still kissed her. Obviously, she was cute.
In my face.
It was in the hallway, too.
The teacher?
No, not the teacher. I think her name was... We did in the hallway.
Is she the one you found on Hinge?
No, I was a junior
no,
in
but
high
you
school.
Remember you said you found a girl from high school on Hinge not too recently.
No, it wasn't that her? Girl. Did y'all used to do that? Go skip class? I was skipping class to kiss a girl in the halls.
No.
Try not to get caught by the hall monitor.
No.
You had a hall monitor?
Not really. We had a hall monitor. Wow.
Not really. I mean, I went to a Catholic school, so.
Oh, you would get real big trouble.
You'd be kissing boys. That's the problem.
Just from the top
I know
rope.
This. I know
from
this
the
guy.
Top rope.
I know this guy. Well, I got a line.
He Trevor says, with his
you know what?
Back.
You know what? The fact that you came so ferocious with it, I'm okay with. Okay, that was funny. That was. You know what? That was a good joke. Hey, you know what? I can appreciate that. All right. Fair. You know what? That's a fair joke. Okay. Not true, but it's fair. All right. 2 hours in the books, ladies and gentlemen. What the hell are we doing next? What are we talking?
Trevor just got me all over the
Trevor's
place.
Trevor's got us.
We got NFL picks.
We got NFL picks. I need you to print some stuff off, you creep.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.